Welcome to Viva la Vulva, the podcast that explores and teaches about the goodness of the vulva. Here is your host, Dr. Kara Quant, an internal medicine doctor and advocate for female sexual health.
All right. So welcome, listeners. This is Dr. Kara Quant. And I have a guest today. Her name is Dina Goodman. She is a pelvic floor physical therapist. And a little bit of background about her. I mean, she'll explain her main background, but in terms of how we connected, we have actually, it was through Viva la Vulva that we connected. So through the art exhibit that I did in March of this year in Los Angeles, she was a part of some of the information on the walls, the medical information on the walls for the Viva la Vulva art exhibit. And we also did a lecture together earlier this year in Los Angeles during my residency program. And so she was good enough to, I guess you can say, good enough to do a part of the lecture on female sexual dysfunction and talk about her, what she does in terms of pelvic floor physical therapy and pelvic floor and female sexual dysfunction. So I thank you, Dina, for getting on the call with me today. And I just wanted you to kind of introduce yourself.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yeah. How fun to talk about pelvic floor physical therapy. Yeah. So yeah, a little bit about me. I started off just as a general orthopedic physical therapist and really had a passion and desire to know more about why many gynecologists weren't referring some of their patients to physical therapy when they had pelvic pain. And was it just because they were pregnant? And, you know, I would hear the same thing over again, which I think we sometimes also hear in female sexual medicine in general, but, oh, the pain will go away, or, you know, when you're not pregnant or when you're not this, there was always just something. But why not try some conservative treatment, a musculoskeletal treatment approach, and be very collaborative in a multidisciplinary approach? So I was working for Cedars-Sinai, which is very multidisciplinary in its approach. And I was just feeling like I was all alone and wanting to know more information. So started out a little more in gynecology and OBGYN. And then added urology. And then, of course, the men were saying, why aren't you seeing us too? We have issues too. We have a pelvic floor. And that became more of my focus, pelvic floor physical therapy. Mm. So, yeah.
So you said you saw a need, essentially. You saw a need.
Absolutely.
For pelvic floor physical therapists.
Absolutely. And just a curiosity about why weren't women and then ultimately men not being treated.
Yeah. And why aren't they being treated? Do you think that they're not being sent to pelvic floor physical therapists, or do you think that the community doesn't know about the services that you offer?
I think right now we're in a fascinating stage in technology, as you are exploring now, recording this, yeah. Where patients, women, men themselves are trying to put the pieces together and doing their own research and tapping into it. So I think in 2018, we're seeing so much more than we did when I started out, you know, 24 plus years ago, as a physical therapist, when it wasn't even something that was really discussed. What's down there? You can't see it. What's happening? You know we have backs and we could put our hand in the back pain, but, you know, between when we put our hands on our hips and, you know, our sits bones, what's going on there? So I think now we see a lot more of it, and there's a lot more awareness in the medical community that even now, even today, I had a phone call from someone who really didn't know what was going on with themselves and their urologist didn't as well. But why don't you come for a consult? So if we could put all the pieces together, what we know in general medicine and orthopedics and sexual medicine, in urology and gynecology, in all the other disciplines, colorectal, any of the gastrointestinal disorders, and we can see where we all come together and meet, then, you know, we can help patients much more in defining. And that's kind of where differential diagnosis is so important.